זה בן איש חי, in Parshas Vayishlach. ויאמר לו אלוקים, and God told to Yaakov, שמך יעקב, your name יעקב, לא ייקרא שמך עוד יעקב. You will not be called anymore יעקב, כי אם, rather, ישראל יהיה שמך. This is, your name will be Israel. V'yikra et shemo Yisro. And God called his name Yisro. Right? Now, this is after he fought Saro shel Esav. After he fought Esav's Malach, and he defeated him. And then he got this name, Yisro, which is the higher name of Yaakov. Which means that he fought Esav's Malach, and he succeeded. Loshen Srara. Loshen, how do you say Srara? Dominion. Right? Over Kel. Kel is like Malachim, over this Malach of Esau. Right? So, Nir Ali says the Ben Ish Chai. Also, Yisrael means Yashar Kel, straight with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? Nir Ali, B'siyat Dishmai, says the Ben Ish Chai, it seems to me, with the help of God, Tam Li Yitaron Shem Yisrael. A reasoning for why Yisrael is like a higher or more higher name, let's say that. Asher Natan Lo, the extraness in this name, the extraness in this name which God gave to him. Wahu, ki Yisrael hu mispa Yaakov. Yisrael has the same gematria as Yaakov, Moshe, and David. So Yisrael is the gematria. Shin Reish is 500, Lamed Aleph and Ayud is 41, so it's 541. Yaakov is the Ayin Kuf Yud is 180, and base is 282. Moshe is 345, and David is 14. So 182 of Yaakov and David, which is 14, it's 196, to add to 345 of Moshe gets 541, which is Gematria Yisrael. The Shlosha Tzadikim Elu, these three Tzadikim, Yaakov, Moshe, and David, Tzrichim Liyot B'chibu Echa, they need to be connected in one chibu, one connection. Ki hem b'chinot Vav Ke, they, the concept of the Vav He, Shebeshem Baruch Hu, in the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, right? Which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hainu, Yaakov is Be'ot Vav. Yaakov always represents Yod Vav, right? Yaakov is Vav Achibu, Vav of connection. Yaakov represents Torah, represents the connecting. Torah is the connecting of the spiritual world to the physical world. That's Vav Achibu. But Ken Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom, Moshe also represents Torah. So he represents the Vav, which is the connection of the spiritual world. Moshe Rabbeinu brought Torah to the physical world. He brought the chibul, the connection of the physical to the spiritual, which is this vav chibul. Elisha Yaakov milvat milba. Yaakov represents the external Torah. Moshe milagab, and Moshe Rabbeinu represents the internal Torah. Kaniska bezoa kadosh, as mentioned in the Zohar Kadosh. Ubedivrei Rabbeinu Arizal, and in the words of the Arizal, Yaakov is the expresser of Torah in the world. Right? Yaakov went into the world and expressed Torah into the world. Moshe Rabbeinu brought Torah into Klal Yisrael and taught Torah. So the teaching of Torah, that's the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? The expressing of Torah in the outside world, that's the concept of Yaakov Avinu. That's Torah Milagav, is Moshe, the teaching of Torah inside. In the yeshiva, the person teaching you Torah, that's represented Moshe Rabbeinu. The person going out into the world and expressing Torah is Yaakov Avinu. The David, who bechinat Hei Achrona, because David represents Malchus, Malchus ben David. That's the expression of Torah. The complete expression, the bringing of the kingship of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, into the physical world. That's what represents a king. That's the expression of God's Malchus in the world. Heilach. Heilach means to, here it is. This means to express, to fully express the Malchus Shemaim in the Malchus of his kingship. That's Hei. V'lachein, Amalo Hashem Yidbarach. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells to Yaakov, Umalachim and kings michalatzecha yitzeu. Kings from your loins will come. Ramazlo hinted to Yaakov on Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom. It's written about Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hi b'yishurun melech. And it will be when Sa'ar's scroll translates it as when Moshe was the king over Yeshurun, which means Klal Yisrael. Right? And Rashi explains, Tamid o Malchuto aleim, means the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with Yeshurun, is always the Yashrus, the Jewish people, are always with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're straight with their king. Okay. Val David HaMelech alav shalom. And in David HaMelech it says, Shu Rosh HaMelachim, he's the head of the kings, because he's the beginning when the Malchus of Klal Yisrael came into formation. Shu Zachav Natal HaMalchus, because he was Zoche and took the kingship from Shaul. V'nirmezu Shloshtam B'Shem Yisrael. And all three of these names are hinted in the name of Yisrael, because they're the same gematria. Kitzarech l'chabe, we need to connect otiot vavke, the two otiot vav and he, right? Tamid biyachad, shelo yitparedu, so they wouldn't be separating. Like we do with the lulav. The lulav represents the vav, the ephraim represents the hey, they come together, that's the rekanti, right? Because why is that? Because Torah, the kingship of Klal Yisrael has to be connected to Torah. I.e. the kingship of Klal Yisrael has to be the expression of the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the Torah. So that's where there has to be a complete connection, right? And Yisrael, the word Yisrael represents Srara, like you said, dominion. Dominion of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, straight with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, i.e., or like we said by Esau, he had dominion over the Malach of Esau. I.e. Kel represents the Malachim, i.e. Klal Yisrael has the dominion over his Yetzahara. He has complete Malchus over him, complete dominion over the Ra in the world. That's what Malchus represents. And that can only be when there's a Chibul of the Vav, which represents the Torah, the Malchus of Torah, okay? And Ma Malcha Rabbanan, who are the kings, the Rabbanan, the people who represent Torah. And that kingship, when there's a proper kingship, that the Malchus, the kingship, the external kingship of the Jewish people, right, which is represented in David HaMelech, connected to the Vav of Yaakov and Moshe, or Moshe and Yaakov, right? Because like you said, Moshe represents the pnimius of the Torah, the teaching, the internalities of the Torah, and Yaakov represents the expression of that Torah. V'lechein, and therefore, Yisrael, sheyatzu nishmotehem, the Jewish people, that their souls left them, min chibu b'chines vav hei. He's saying here that the Jewish people, the souls of the Jewish people come from the Chibul Vavke. Now what does that mean? It's something very deep here. He means that from Vavke represents when there's the higher worlds come to their connection, i.e. the higher worlds connect. It's called Zivugim, when they Mizdaveg. Like the Partsufim Elyonim, the higher Partsufim connect. So from when that happens, so that's when the neshamas of Jewish people come into this world, i.e. when a husband and wife connect B'kdusha U'B'tara, when they connect in a proper way, so they cause in the higher worlds the connection of the higher partsufim, the higher worlds, which induces the birth of a very beautiful Jewish neshama coming to the world. The Maharal, and it's brought down in other Sfarim, the Maharal, and that's why you have this concept of Teisha Midas, the connection between a husband and wife, proper spiritual and loving and caring connection, brings very big neshamas, very big souls into the world. So you can have two simple people, because the neshama comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can have two simple people who aren't such big neshamas, but they love each other and they care for each other very, very dearly. And they can bring very, very big neshamas into the world.
And if not?
So there's a Gemara. So they don't have a proclamation. It's what's called a Teisha Midas. It's a Gemara in Nedarim. And all the Teisha Midas, the nine forms of disconnection between husband and wife, brings children who are disconnected spiritually. Gamken also zachu l'shem zeh. They were zocher for this name, she Yisrael shnikru ubo, that they were called in it, right? V'gam lehorot, and also to teach us, ki tzuchim tamid lasok b'tera, to be involved in learning Torah. So it's telling us why were Klal Yisrael zocher to this book, this name Yisrael, which is the representative of the chibur of Vavke, right? Because they were, because of the esik in Torah, the learning always in Torah, which does the chibur connects lechaber otiyot Vavhei. That means when learning of Torah connects all the higher spiritual worlds and brings a tremendous shef into the world. Because that's what Torah means. Torah means the connection of God's will to the world. So first the person learns it, and learning Torah means learning Amanat L'Kayim. That's what Rashi says is learning Torah Lishma. That when you learn Torah, it brings us, like the Gemara says, Torah Mivida De Maisa, Gemara and Kedusha. Torah brings the person to do proper actions. That's the chibul of the Vav Hei. Torah brings to, the Vav of Torah brings Lehei, Heilech, the expression, the proper expression in actions. V'lechein, and therefore, Tzarech Lasok B'Torah, it's necessary for us to be involved in learning Torah, B'yom U'Belayla, during the day and night. Right? Because that's the chibul of the Vav and the Hei during the day and during the night. There's a chibur, there's a zibur. We're bringing this shefa, this influence into the world. The kamosha katuv, like it says in the pasuk, ve'igita bo yomam v'layla. You will be involved in thinking of Torah night, day and night. Ki hayom hu sod vav. The day is the time of expression. And most of our mitzvahs are during the day. We very rarely have mitzvahs at night. Apart from maybe Pesach, because Pesach, the night is like the day, right? Because we went out of Egypt at night. The Geula started at night, right? So night had a din of day, right? V'halayla, which is the time, right? Husod hay is the concept of hay. Is the foundation of hay. What does it mean? That mean? I'll explain. We say, lagid chasdecha baboker, right? Day is a time of chesed. It's more chesed. Night is the time of more din. Chesed is always the concept of expression. V'dina de malchus din. Malchus represents din. Dayo. What does din do? Din gives a formation, a boundary to that expression. Nighttime is a time for retention of that which you learn during the day. That's why nighttime, in terms of learning, is a time for girsa, for chazara, for retaining that which you express during the day. V'lekach, therefore, tzarek lishtadel gamken, we have to try, therefore, l'chaber hayom, to connect the day, v'halayla besek ha-Torah, in learning Torah. Because we want to connect the Vav to the Hay. And that which connects the Vav to the Hay is esek ha-Torah, learning Torah. Alkein, milvad shetzarek l'kum bashmut ha-mashmurot. Apart from the fact that during the early part of the morning, when the beginning of the dawn comes in, just before the rising of the pillar of dawn, Alot HaShachar, right? A person should get up to connect the night time with Alot HaShachar, the daytime, the beginning of day, Kedei La'asok B'Torah, right? Apart from that, also at night, right? B'Laila he should do this. V'od, to connect from before Shkia to after Shkia, with connecting with learning Torah, because connecting the night to the day. Yeah? So the time of Shkia and Bein Hashmasha should be a time when a person's learning Torah. Baruch Hashem, you're learning. V'od, tzarech lizaher, we should be careful, shichabes sof halayla in tchilat hayom, the end of the night, which is Ashmorot HaBoker, with the beginning of the day, which is Alot HaShachar, besek HaTorah, in learning. Kedei lasot b'zeh chibu vav, hey, b'shtem, but not only to connect the day to the night, either Vav to the Hey, but then also the hey to the vav, which is from the night time into the day. Right? That. V'lechein amru rabotenu, our rabbis teach us in Sanhedrin, haba lehorgecha, someone who comes to kill you, hashkem lehorgo, get up first to kill him. V'katvu chachmea Musa, the rabbis teach us Musa, dekoi al yetzahara, the person who's coming to kill you is your yetzahara. Shetzarech adam lakum ba'ashmarot, he has to get up before he wakes up. Lehorgo, to kill him. Be'esek ha-terah, by learning Torah. Shebechatzot hanikra laila. Right? So you should get up early at chatzot, right? After chatzot, and learn Torah. Like David HaMelech used to get up. Chatzot, he used to get up and learn Torah. Shumu'ula yoteh, it's more high, the level of Torah. The esek of Torah, bechatzot harishon, hanikra laila, which is called laila, i.e., after chatzot, right, that is better to learn Torah. It's more mu'ul, it's a higher level of learning than bifchu chatzot, which is called laila. V'amati remez l'ze. Laila, the word laila, lamed yud lamed hey, l'mafreya hu roshe tevot. It's the roshe tevot, like the beginning of each letter says, hey, which is haba, laharog, to be killed, yashkimo, right? That's hey lamed, yashkimu, get up earlier, lehorgo, to kill him. So if someone's coming to kill you, get up early. That's the that's laila written the opposite way. Hey lamed, yud lamed. Va'ashrei, happy is the enosh, the person, yasezot, who does this. Uben adam yachzikba, a person who's machzik in this midah of getting up early in the morning to learn Torah. Now, nowadays, it's a little hard for us to do. In the times of Chazal, it was easy for people to get up when it was light, right? But there's an inyan for a person to get up early, especially, you know, if you're in Chutz La'aretz and you're working, get up early just before davening and learn a little bit of Torah, because it's quiet. And so that's a good time for learning. She'nio ba'ashmarot, they should get up early in the morning, b'chol laila, b'chatzot, at every night, at the time of chatzot. Obviously, it's not relevant for us, right? Hasheni, this is after chatzot, after midnight. Lasot b'to, the halachic midnight. It's not midnight, 12 o'clock. It's, you know, depends, different places. Ki mo'il limud ha-terah be'eit zeh, it helps learning Torah at this moment. L'kam advarim, for many, many things. Tse ulamad b'zohar, go and learn in the Zohar HaKadosh. Kama hiflik, how much he went at length, b'shevach, and the praise, b'to'elet limud zeh, and the usefulness of this limud, because at that time, that's the time that Rachel, the hay, goes down, so to speak, into the lower worlds and prepares what we're going to do, like prepares the things that we're going to do for the next day. So when we're learning Torah, that's a concept of Tikkun Chatzot, the Hashpa of Chatzot. It's Rachel, it's called Tikkun Rachel, the Hashpa of Rachel. That means the Malchus goes down to the lower worlds and prepares that day. So by us learning Torah at that time, that's a concept. That's why David HaMelech got up at that time. That's why Malchus gets up at that time. Malchus represents this Rachel. The Malchus goes down to bring teref lebeita, to bring food for her children. Food means spiritual food. So learning Torah, we give her koach. We give the Malchus koach to bring the best food, to bring the best things that we can now express them in the daytime. It would be nice if a person, nowadays, generally speaking, we tend to be up after chatzot. So it's nice for a person if he's up after chatzot, that he should be spending that time learning rather than, you know, doing other things.